Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Can I turn
to... Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little Johnny Two-Tone, Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mark Babbitt's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author, the co-author of A World Gone Social, How Companies Must, not possibly should think about, but must adapt to survive. Mark, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
The website is aworldgonesocial.com.
And also U-Turn. Tell us about your U-Turn site.
U-Turn, Jim, I mean, we based a lot of what we talked about in the book on U-Turn. U-Turn is a self-funded, self-driven social community for young careers. We've lived this. We've lived what we're talking about. We built this on the back of social media. And to this day, Jim, we have not spent in the 4 years we've been around, and we've been in, been so lucky. We've been in the Wall Street Journal and Entrepreneur Magazine and Inc. Yep. and USA Today, and we've never spent one penny on traditional PR or traditional advertising.
Good for you.
We're proof that the social media thing really works.
Right. But that particular element of your business is based on the generation that came out of the womb understanding social media. They basically created the rules and the laws almost for social media. The problem is not with them, Mark. The problem is with those of us whose gray hair is not premature. That's the problem, isn't it? Getting the gray hairs, which could be the 40-somethings or 50-somethings, to convert, or at least, as you said earlier, realize that you no longer have as much control over the relationship with customers as you used to have. Customers have control more of the relationship, and that's a major disruptor for businesses, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I'll tell you, for a small business owner, Jim, it's also a competitive advantage because think about some of the frustrations that our digital natives are facing right now with bigger companies, with higher education, with their mentors. They're slow to adapt to social media. They're the dinosaurs. They're the laggards. Mm-hmm. If you step up and if you start speaking their language, if you start meeting them where they are on their mobile devices and on social media, you may be David, but you can now compete with Goliath. This is not just a major disruptor. This is a major competitive advantage.
You know, you mentioned mobile. One of the things that I've been saying for a long time is that mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. And yet I recently polled my audience, and half of them either had a mobile site or were working on one. The other half didn't have one or didn't plan to get one. And I when I reported on those results, I told the 50% who do not plan to get a mobile site that that they're going to become extinct one day, very soon. What do you think?
Well, just ask Google, Jim. The newest version of Google algorithm that helps your site become known through search engine optimization, they're placing a huge emphasis on your site, your business's ability to function in the mobile world.
To convert to the small screen.
If your site isn't mobile compatible, if you're not on social media, if you're not engaging on through digital means, they're gonna downgrade you.
You're gonna become irrelevant.
Yeah, and over time, if somebody goes, let's just say you're a clothing company, and you're not on social, and your site isn't mobile compatible. Well, there's a lot of clothing companies out there, and you aren't gonna show up in the top 100 pages on Google searches.
Well, I'll tell you
something. This is an adjustment we must make as small business owners.
Well, I appreciate you bringing up that news about Google. I'm not surprised. I didn't realize exactly what you just said, but here's the point. Let me just say this. I've seen what happens when Google flips a switch like that, and you have too. I've seen people go from being number one on Google for a short tail search, not to being number one on Google, to not complying with the new algorithms that the direction Google wanted to go in, and they wind up being non-existent on Google almost. And I'm not talking about over a 3-year period. I'm talking about in overnight.
Oh yeah, it happened last October, Jim. Many companies, especially those that were using guest posting or curating posts instead of writing original posts,
right.
They might have gone from page one to page 100 overnight.
Yeah.
Their business was impacted overnight by not adapting quickly enough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, folks, this is the reason why. And so if you're a pizza business in Peoria, if you got a pizza company in Peoria and your site's not mobile, it doesn't have a mobile site, or it doesn't conform to the generally accepted practices that most people want. When somebody types in pepperoni pizza in Peoria, you're not going to show up. And they're increasingly doing that by phone. Hey, Mark, I need a website again, please.
The website is aworldgonesocial.com.
And the other one, uturn.com?
And uturn, uturn.com.
Hey, Mark, good job today. Oh, come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.